A lot of kids jam with their friends in high school, but not many of them become actual sensations. The five guys in the Walkmen grew up together in Washington, D.C. As the Walkmen, their song stood out for the jangly piano and guitars and the voice of their lead singer, Hamilton Lighthouser.
I'm a modern guy, I don't care much for the go-go.
Then in 2013, after making music together for most of their lives, they called it quits. But your band dissolving doesn't mean you totally switch gears and become, I don't know, a gym teacher. Walter Martin, who played organ and bass and wrote songs for the band, now has his own record out this month called Arts and Leisure, and he is with me now in the studio. Hi.
Thank you for having me.
So this record is, we're treating it as though it's your first solo album, and it kind of sort of is, but you had another solo record last year, a kid's record, yeah?
The first thing I did was a kid's record. I sort of, I wanted to do something very different, so I like to have a specific assignment. So I assigned myself to make a sort of my fantasy kids record, how I'd imagine a very fun, charming, sweet kids record. So it was just a way to just sort of clear everything out. And I had a hell of a lot of fun doing it.
And you found your authentic songwriting voice by making that left turn?
Yeah, I did. I listened back and I thought that I sounded like myself. I remember playing it for my mom, actually, for the first time. And she, you know, playing her a silly song about like the zoo or something. And she's like cried. She was like, oh, it's Walter. It's Walter. and you know, it made me feel good. I was like, okay, this really feels authentically like me on there. So I was happy about that.
As opposed to songs you'd written, say, for the Walkmen that were trying to do something else?
Well, I mean, when it's a collaborative thing, it's more, you're sort of creating, I think, like sort of a collective personality. And I'm not necessarily expressing. When in writing lyrics for the Walkman, I wasn't really necessarily trying to say express myself so much. We're sort of more creating something, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Whereas when I do my own stuff, it's really I'm desperately trying to just be, you know, I'd never really done that before. Try to just be myself entirely.
I get the assignment aspect of a kid's album, and of course that's a genre. So the whole it has a commercial possibility and all that. In this age where the concept album is dead, you've taken it, been even more perverse. Like, okay, maybe it's dead. Well, I'm going to do it about artists. I mean, that seems extreme.
I know. My first instinct was that it sounded funny to me. I actually remember sitting in my living room and, like, looking at, I have sort of a collection of art books and things like that in my living room. And I was like, maybe it'd be funny to write about artists, art history. And it struck me as funny. And when I told people, they would be like, oh, that's funny. And so I was like, oh, I like this. This is funny. I mean, I have a lot of ideas I think are funny, and a lot of them, nothing happens with them.
Right.
But I started writing songs for it, and I started realizing that I could make them kind of what I could, that I, you know, that I could draw in how much I like art and certain artists I like, certain ideas. So I really could put some real feeling into it. So it started really adding up to something that I thought was kind of cool.
May we hear one of these songs to start?
Yes, I'm going to do the jobs I had before I got rich and famous.
Oh, great. Well, then we can talk about it.
Okay. Mowing lawns, saving up for a guitar when I was 15 and long and lean. Just like that grass, boy, I was green. Delivering roses in Washington, D.C. Going off to college, so I had to save up. But delivering roses really sucks. Sweating all summer in a slimy tux. But at least I made a couple bucks. Freshman in college, I was delivering pizza. But to deliver one pie was a half an hour round trip. And college kids, man, they don't tip. And so I quit, and it was their loss. 'Cause I was the only driver not stealing from the boss. And siphoning gas from students' cars. Metropolitan Museum at the telephone switchboard. When a caller would ask for Philippe de Montebello, I'd transfer it to my apartment where an unsuspecting fellow, my roommate Stuart, would be sound asleep. They'd answer the phone when he heard the beep, and pretty quickly he'd realize that he wasn't Philippe. Information counter at the Cloisters Museum, and one day Billy Joel walks in. I take a long, long look at him, a dignified old music man, and that's when I devised my plan. And that little plan has brought me here, where the spotlight shines and the people all cheer, and the pretty girls flock from far and near to touch my hand and hear my songs and buy my t-shirts and sing along. God damn, this sure beats mowing lawns.
That was excellent. That was Walter Martin playing Jobs I Had Before I Got Rich and Famous off his new album Arts and Leisure. This record, I mean, that's a fun and funny song, as are many and most of the songs on this record. I mean, this is obviously a very different kind of music than you did in the Walkman.
Yeah, it's entirely different.
I mean, did you know you had this, like, whistling folky guy in you?
Yeah, I did. Definitely. Yeah. Because a lot of times when I was doing Walkman words, I would write sort of whistling guy dopey songs to get words going, just so I have words that I could then transfer to a different kind of song.
Uh-huh.
I guess there's a part of me that always felt like having too much humor in music is bad. And I think that often that's true. There's not very much humorous music that I think I like very much.
Randy Newman?
I love Randy Newman. I mean, he's my hero entirely. But then suddenly, I guess it was really when I had kids, I felt like, you know, this is sort of what naturally comes out of me. If I do believe in it, yeah. So I should probably just do it.
The collection of artists on this record, in fact, are incredibly eclectic. Couldn't be more so. Including, as you said, the, quote, first rock and roll song ever written about American portrait painter John Singleton Copley and the first shuffle ever written about Scottish designer Charles Rennie Mackintosh. how did you decide on first of all, who you were going to include? Are these your favorites?
No, they're not necessarily my favorites. I wanted to make sure they're all people that I really loved and that I had some sort of real emotional attachment to that I could, you know, tap into. I like writing about John Singleton Copley because I was like the humble portrait painter kind of character, and sort of it's just such a probably like the least flashy, sexy thing you can write about is like a dusty old American portrait painter. For some reason, it just felt funny. Like the idea of writing a song, it just felt funny to me. And then I started putting it together, and
that's why you made it a rock song too.
That's why I put a beat on it.
I
don't know. I have no idea. But all these little decisions happen, and then suddenly I have this song. And then sometimes I do. All these decisions happen, and I have a song, and then I'm like, okay, that's really just no good. But I liked the Copley one, so I kept it.
And so you grew up in Washington. Was there a lot of Copley in your childhood?
No, not really. I just remember it for some reason I liked it. I remember like in high school that I liked it. And I remember being sort of proud of myself for liking it because it's such a. Not that he's boring, but there's nothing that it's not
official
like,
it's and formal, and,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
All that. Yeah. You in the Walkman, you played organ, you played bass, you wrote songs. Here you are singing and playing guitar. Were those skills you've always had, or and just the band wouldn't let you do them, or are they new things?
Singing, I don't really consider a skill. I mean, I definitely don't fancy myself a real vocalist. I sort of think of myself as the only person who will sing my song, so I have to do it.
Yeah.
And guitar, yeah. I mean, I played guitar when I was, it was my first instrument. I think most people who have been in bands forever
can do everything.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Whistle? Have you always been a whistler?
I actually have always been a whistler. So I just started, you know, I didn't want to do the thing where you have a solo verse and play harmonica, so I figured I would just whistle. So I do a lot of whistling.
Yeah, the solo verse playing harmonica would then be too, like, you know? Retro 1962, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. May we hear another of the songs off of Arts and Leisure?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to do Michelangelo.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, here's what I know about Michelangelo. He painted on the ceiling and he carved up some stones. He built some beautiful library stairs and he gave St. Peter a dome. He left Moses sitting in Rome. Well, I wonder how I can be more like him. But where I see a cracked ceiling, he sees the birth of man. Mama said I ought to sit down and put together some sort of plan. 'Cause that's how Michelangelo began. He'd go down to his studio. He'd wait till the ideas flowed. He'd take out his hammer and spike. He'd chip at that marble until the marble looked right. And he'd say, oh, 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 oh. That's why they call me Michelangelo. Well, let's not forget about the sculpture of David. If the earth washed away, well, that's one thing worth saving. His eyes are scared and sad, and at the same time, they're strong and brave. He put Goliath down in his grave. And he'd go down to his studio. He'd wait till the ideas flowed. He'd take out his hammer and spike. He'd chip at that marble until the marble looked right. And he'd say, oh, 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 oh. That's why they call me Michelangelo. And that's all I know about Michelangelo. Yeah, that's all I know about Michelangelo.
Yay! That was Walter Martin playing Michelangelo off his new record, Arts and Leisure. The Walkmen have been in, I guess, suspended animation for a couple of years, but some of your bandmates played on this album and on your kids' album as well. Is revivifying the band something that you would like to happen?
I don't know. I mean, not right now. I'm really enjoying just doing what I'm doing right now. Who knows what'll happen, though? You know, at some point we might do it. But right now, I think when there's a great reason to do it, if we're all in the mood to do it and the stars align, maybe we'll do it. But who knows?
This is working out okay?
Yeah, I'm having a lot. I really, really love doing this. So we'll see.
Good. So before we go, Walter, what song from the record should we go out on so listeners can hear what these songs sound like when not played acoustically by you? Alone.
Probably this one, Down by the Singing Sea, which is very, it's much more about the music and less about the words.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Walter, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Singing.
singing.